Blog Talk Radio.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
I guess you can call it weeks. I think you had the Rolex 24, and you had Arca, and Arca Menards series, which used to be its own venue, now it's all NASCAR operated. And back in the line that one up. Everybody down at Daytona. Kicking off the stock car season. IndyCar is a few weeks away. HRA will be back in action. Where do we start? Where do we start? I guess we'll start with the race one of number 20. I'm trying to find the results here. ARC is not too. Good with posting the results. A stats page. They ought to. They're running by NASCAR. They should have it down to where. The race recap. Where's my stats? I need my stats. There we go. Three articles away. They have a stat column. And the Lucas Oil. Those came down to a pretty close event. I'm good to see it. With Billy Venturini, or Venturini Motorsports, taking the 1-2 punch. Corey Hain, driver of the number 20, JBL Toyota, took the checkered flag, holding off his teammate, Drew Dollar. Brett Holmes was third. Ty Gibbs was fourth. Kyle Sieg was fifth. Derek Lancaster, sixth. Tanner Gray, staying in the series, was seventh in the Jankowiak. I bet he got bullied in school. He's a owner driver from eighth. Jack Woods, sorry guys, ninth, and Sean Corr is tenth. Any ladies in this race there? Gracie Trotter did make her start, part of Venturini Motorsports. She was 23rd. It was her first ever, so at Daytona, not an easy place to get your feet wet. Was running, and she wound up four laps down. But when you're new, you got some working out to do. And then the 34 driver, so Brittany Zamora. No Haley Deegan, who moved on to the truck series, or Leilani Munter. I guess she hung up the helmet. So this year, which is a good thing. There were four lap questions for 31 laps. Margin of victory, 0.113 seconds. Yes, it was under green. That race took an hour, 43 minutes. Average speed, 119. Five lead changes. Amongst 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 drivers. 8 laps. Okay, whatever. They counted them up. I'm just reading it off. Average green flag run was 10.2 laps. Percent of the race run under caution was 37.8. That's a figure you don't see too much on any of the stats. But check the 2021 standings. It's probably going to be pretty much the results of the race. Yep, Hayne, Holmes, Ty Gibbs, Kyle Sieg, Derek Lange, Gray, and seven. Jack ninth. Who's eighth? Are they going to tie somewhere? I think they screwed up there. And 10th will be Sean Court. And I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. Okay. And they ran 200 miles. So that tells me overtime by 2 laps. 2.5 mile track. Do the math. Standing. Schedule. Race. Sorry, folks. My call got dropped. How does that happen? Well, it's a cell phone. I'm calling into a website that's based out of New York, so strange things have happened. I remember when I had to take guests via Facebook call. Thank God for mixing boards and things like that. But anyway, I was going through the schedule. Okay, Daytona International Speedway, the last one. Next one out, March 12th in Phoenix. So we got a month off before the next ARCA race. Then a month after that, till Talladega. So ARCA will be running probably the Menard Series East and West, which used to be the NASCAR K&N. They went to New Smyrna Beach for their first race on the 8th. That's the East. Then they go to Pensacola on the 27th of February. Nashville Fairgrounds on May 8th. Dover on May 14th. Yes, it's ARCA opening up at Dover. And then the Xfinity in the Cup Series. Is the Truck Series moving to Dover? I don't know. What happened? Have to check their schedules as well. Anyway, Daytona Road Course Homestead. Oh, I see how they did it. Tentative posted 121. Okay. A tentative date somewhere in there. It's where they changed their site around, and guess what? Let's try it. There we go. Cup Series schedule. The Clash was the first one this weekend after qualifying. Then they had the two duels and the 500. They're staying in Daytona for the week. We're going to run the road course. Now, the Clash was run on the road course, so that gave them kind of a taste of what they were looking for. It's going to be kind of interesting to see all the cars on it as opposed to just the cars itself. Well, let's check out the Clash. Winner of the Clash was Kyle Busch. Chase Elliott took second. Joey Logano third. Tyler Reddick fourth. Fifth, William Byron. Denny Hamlin, 6th. Alex Bowman, 7th. Eric Jones, 8th. Ricky Stenhouse, 9th, driving the 47. I know where they said they might not have sponsorship to run the whole season. And rounding out the top 10 was Matt DiBenedetto. It was Kyle's second victory. in the non-points paying cup race. Four cautions for eight laps and 13 lead changes amongst eight drivers. Wait, what else? Let's go back to this one. The Daytona Road Course coming up. There's a class. Duel number one to set the odd number qualifying after your front row from a pole winner. Eric Amarola takes the checkered flag in duel one. Total length, 60 laps, 150 miles. Christopher Bell in two. Ryan Newman in three. Third, Joey Logano fourth. Ryan Preece is fifth. Ty Dillon sixth. Seventh, Kyle Larson driving the number five for Rick Hendricks. Back in the field, completed his wokeness training. Daniel Suarez in eighth, Michael McDowell ninth, and Jamie McMurray rounds out the top ten in that one. He's out of the booth and in running the Daytona 500 in the 77 car. Average speed, 191 miles an hour. Margin of victory, 0.041 seconds. No cautions. Nine lead changes amongst five drivers. Okay, now for the even numbers. Duel number two. They sure make this hard to read. Was to blow it up. No download, nothing. Austin Dillon taking the win. Bubba Wallace second. Kevin Harvick third. Kyle Busch fourth. Chase Elliott fifth. Ryan Blaney sixth. Corey LaJoy seventh. Eighth, David Reagan. Kurt Busch ninth. Chris Buescher rounds out your top ten. And a bunch of big names further back. 11 through 22 would be Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., Joey Gase, Kaz Grala, Chase Briscoe, Garrett Smithley, Derek Cope, Noah Gragson, William Byron, Ross Chastain. I can't make out that one. It's too blurry. Then BJ McLeod. Somebody in the 38 car. Two cautions for eight laps in this one. 14 lead changes among six drivers. Margin of victory, 0.057 seconds. Average speed. ...158 mile an hour. And the whole thing took 58 minutes and 47 seconds. Pardon me for the, this is weird. Well, maybe if I download the PDF, I'd be able to do it. On to the main event, the Daytona 500. And we'll have some audio from your winner. And we'll go from there. Now let's see what Daytona number one is. And then we have Cup Series, Xfinity Series, and Camping World Truck Series. Pass that back. Well, let's check out the Truck Series. We'll start there, and then we'll go to the Xfinity Series because of the main events of the weekend. Then we'll go to the Cup. I'm going to do the squints on this. In the Camping World Truck Series, a couple of guests at the top of the leaderboard there. Ben Rhodes, who we had on a few years ago. He was filling in for, I forget who. Jordan Anderson driving the 3 truck. He's been on before. Corey Roper, didn't have him. Ryan Truex. And fourth, Carson Hocevar, his fifth. Sheldon Creed, sixth. John Hunter Nemechek was seventh. Cody Rohrbaugh, ninth. Chandler Smith and Drew Dollar. Rounds out your top 10. Jennifer Jo Cobb, good finish for her. 18th. Usually she gets caught up in something. She was running. And she was on the lead lap, our pal Jen. Haley Deegan made her debut in the number one truck. Finished 24th. A few laps down because she did get involved in a wreck. Any other ladies? Nope. It's Jennifer Jo and Haley. 2 hours, 30 minutes, and average speed, 107.7. Margin of victory, 0.36. Ben Rhodes is fourth victory in the Cup Series. 10 cautions for 43 laps. Of course, there's two stages that count part of that. Incident cautions were 8 of them. And 31 lead changes amongst 12 drivers. It says stat pack, but they're only showing that. Okay. Go back. Fun stuff, people. Bing World Points. That's a little easier to read there. Ben Rhodes leads the points. Of course, he won. Sheldon Creed was second. John Hunter Nemechek was third. Chandler Smith was fourth. Grant Enfinger fifth. Sixth, Corey Roper. Ryan Truex seventh. Eighth, Rafael Lassard. Ninth, Carson Hocevar. And tenth is Cody Rohrbaugh. Anybody that is not running for points was eliminated, you know, moved out. How in the hell Jennifer Jo finished 18th and wound up 19th? That don't make sense there. I don't know. Unless somebody led a lap somewhere. That's usually how it works. Maybe you get a point for that. So you got the playoff points there. Who won the stages? Rhodes wins. And Hunter Nemechek won one stage, and the other stage was won by Rafael Lassard. Playoff points. Rhodes has 5, and Lassard and John Hunter Nemechek have the other 2. You get 7 if you win all 3 stages. On to the Xfinity Series. Then Cindric holds off Brett Moffitt to take the checkered flag in the Xfinity Series. Started from the pole. Harrison Burton was third. He was leading for a while, finishing ahead of his cousin Jeb. A.J. Allmendinger in fifth spot. Brandon Brown in sixth. Myatt Snyder, seventh. Brandon Gudovic, 8th. Daniel Hemric, 9th. Jason White rounds out your top 10. Race took 2 hours, 34 minutes, and 12 seconds. Average speed, 118.67 miles an hour. Margin of victory. This was the biggest gap so far at a 0.104 seconds. Lap total, 305 miles. This is Cindric's 9th victory in the Xfinity Series. 9 cautions for 42 laps and 16 lead changes amongst 11 drivers. And we'll check the point standings. Austin Cindric, of course, leads the points. Ty Dillon, second. Brandon Brown, third. Harrison Burton, fourth. Jeb, fifth. Myatt Snyder, sixth. Daniel Hemric, seventh. A.J. Allmendinger, eighth. Brandon Gadovic, ninth. And Jason White rounds out the top 10 in points. I forgot to find the stage wins before. Let me go find that. Stage one was won by Brandon Jones, who wound up 38th. Stage two was won by Brett Moffitt. Finish second. All add up till the playoffs start and through the playoffs. So that's why a lot of the people try to get us, well, they'll not pit early to win a stage because everybody usually pits after they wave the stage flag, which is a green and white flag. It's a checkered flag. I don't want to say green, white, checkered flag because it sounds like we're talking how they're finishing the race, but it's a green and white checkered flag. All righty, on to the main event. The Daytona 500. A lot of people wondering, will Denny Hamlin win his third in a row? Tough thing to do. Nobody's ever done it before. This would have been a history-making event. Speaking of history-making events, in the ARCA race, in the booth, the first woman ever calling the play-by-play or lap-by-lap, Jamie Little, who was also the first woman on Pit Reporter for the Indy 500. I sent her a text hoping to have her on, but she has her big conference calls. Although I might move the show to Wednesday just so I can have her on, but I'll get her on. Don't worry about it. She's not going anywhere this week. So, the race is on Fox Sports 1. She was in the booth, so she did good. She really did good. She seemed like for her first time. It didn't even seem like the first time. Good for Jamie. I remember meeting her at Dover. And she was with ESPN. Me being the person I am, went up and said hello. We got to talking and chatting and stuff. So she wanted to come on, give her my card, you know, the usual thing. We exchanged contact info. And she always asks, you know, I said, you want me to go through the PR department or direct? Or what? She said, you can go direct. So, we've been going direct. So, congratulations, Jamie. I'd like to see you in the booth for the main stuff next. Get out, get you off pit road and upstairs in the booth calling the shots. Maybe if they're like, When Mike Joy's contract's up, maybe we'll move Jamie over. Maybe I'll ask her. But I think she likes working pit road as well, because you're in the heat of battle there, and she's always seems to not aggravate the driver when something bad happens. It's just one of those things. All right, now, the Daytona 500, the main event. Well, it's supposedly supposed to start at 2:30. Well, it started late because of rain. They got 15 laps in, had a wreck, then it rained, and rained, and rained, and rained. Long night for everybody there. I even was wound up. It was so rain delayed that I thought they were going to call it and run it yesterday, but they didn't. I was able to tape my buddy Jeff Sandor, who's been on the show before, for his roles as Dale Earnhardt and Colonel Sanders, and on Gallery of Guns host, and if I'd have known him sooner, I would have had him on for some of the other shows that he had, that he's been in. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But we did that. We taped that. Valentine's Day edition. Soon to be out, I guess, once final production things have been done. There's not much to edit out. Tuned, it'll be on YouTube at They Still Live Podcast. Got to get the plug. And so we went an hour and a half there, and I did not miss a lap of the Daytona 500. That's how bad the rain delay was. Right now, it's snowing. It was sunny. I looked outside, and it was sun in one area, snow in another, and now it's just snowing. It's not sticking because the ground is warm, so I don't know what's going on. But anyway, back to the 500. While Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski were battling it out, Denny Hamlin had been leading. He led like 98 laps in the whole race. He's been one stage one and stage two. I mean, look, like he was dominating the race. Then it came down to a late pit stop. Sometimes he was, I guess he said in the post-race interview, he was too fast for his own good. He had was too good. But he got shuffled, and I thought it was going to come down to Chase Elliott and Hamlin, and not Hamlin, Keselowski and Logano. Well, they wound up taking each other out on the last lap. And usually at the Daytona 500, when you're battling stuff like that, you'll get somebody emerging as a winner for their first win of their career. And that happened to be driver of the number 34 that started 17th, did pretty good in the duels. Michael McDowell. He led one time for one lap, and it was the right lap, the last lap. And it kept Ford in, put Ford in victory lane, because there were like four Fords in a row. You had Hamlin, Logano, no, not Hamlin. I'm going to keep saying Hamlin. You had Harvick, Logano, Keselowski, and McDowell were like your top four, and they're all Fords. And Harvick got shuffled. And then Logano and Keselowski were battling it out, and they got two bunched up, and one spun the other one, and Tom McDowell was in the right place at the right time, just wound up getting through the mess, holding off Chase Elliott, who wound up second, and Austin Dillon, who was third. And Harvick did manage to get back to fourth. Denny Hamlin did finish with a top five. His two-in-a-row Daytona 500 streak ended there. Ryan Preece was sixth. Ross Chastain was seventh. Jamie McMurray wound up eighth. Ninth, Corey LaJoie and Kyle Larson rounding out the top ten. Good for them. Everybody finished on the lead lap up to 11th, and then you had Logano and Keselowski 12th and 13th. One lap down because if they crossed the line, they slid across it, but they didn't. A lot of wrecks in that one. Bubba Wallace did make it through for 17th, driving for Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan. Race took 3 hours, 27 minutes, and 44 seconds. Yeah, except for the rain delay, which was a red flag for I don't know how many hours. Let's see. There's your one on lap 15. Weather, red flag, 5 hours, 40 minutes, and 29 seconds. Yeah, that puts it about right. Lead changes, 22 among 13 drivers. Alex Bowman on the pole. And William Byron was second. So he had two Hendrick cars starting 1 and 2. But they didn't finish too good. And everybody else that, you know, in the duels race for the even and odd positions. But that's how that works. So, let's go 7 cautions for 40 laps. Of course, lap 15 blew out the 5, almost 6-hour red flag. And 22 lead changes amongst 13 drivers. So, let's check out the points before we go to our audio. Austin Dillon leads the points. Denny Hamlin in second. I don't see how. Cole McDowell winning the race. Now, I'm kind of confused here. The guy led a lap. He got the 5 playoff points, but he only has 46 points. Chase Elliott has 48 points. They got to be given points for something else because Hamlin won both stages, has no wins. He has 2 playoff points, but he has 52 points. Changed something over the course of the offseason there. They all have 1 start. You would think the points, I got to look into that. All right, let me read them as they got them. Dillon first, which I don't understand why. Hamlin second. Harvick third. Chase Elliott fourth. Michael McDowell fifth. Ryan Preece sixth. He's a rookie. Kyle Larson seventh. Bubba Wallace eighth. Joey Logano ninth. And Christopher Bell rounds out your top 10 in points. Somehow Keselowski 16th, even though he finished one behind Logano, but I don't know. I got to find out something here about NASCAR. So let's go to our audio and hear from Michael McDowell.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hold on 1 second.
I can hear you. I'm on mute. That's why I can hear
you. Okay. I can hear you now, too.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all good.
Get you spotlighted here. Okay. We're going to start a few minutes early, so we'll probably have more media join us as we continue. But Well, congratulations. I know it's been a maybe a short night, considering I know tech cleared really late and then
also, no night. It's a no night.
It's a no night. Yes. So thank you so much for being willing to join us again. I know that we just spoke to you last night, but it's always fun to continue these for the next few days. And just knowing that you've been up this morning doing a couple things, maybe just give us an overview of what the last, the last 10 to 12 hours have been like for you.
Yeah, it's been a range of emotions, believe it or not, from finding out that we won the Daytona 500, just the sheer excitement that you have from that to, for me, it's been like a very emotional and humble experience where just realizing like, man, we just won the biggest race in the world. And so many people have done so much to help me get here. It can be overwhelming and just thankful. I'm super thankful. I really am. Like, I'm thankful for the opportunity to be in NASCAR, to be one of 40. I'm thankful to drive the Lux Travel Stop Ford Mustang for Bob Jenkins and Front Row Motorsports. And, I'm thankful that I've had the opportunity to be in a car that can win the Daytona 500 and to finally do it. It's amazing.
And I know that you've had the opportunity to talk to some of your family, and I'm sure connect with Jamie and the kids and everyone that wants to celebrate with you. Has that been fun as far as trying to catch up on your text messages and finally getting a chance to talk to family?
Yeah, it's been tough for sure because just so much has been going on and every time I look down at my phone, I have another 100 texts that, it started at 350. And I went to breakfast, and I got it down to about 290. And then I looked down again, and it's at 350. So everyone's just going to have to be real patient. And, give me a couple days to get back to them. But, just to talk to my kid this morning and show them the trophy and show them the ring. And, I would love for them to be here and experience it. But I can't wait to get home and see them. And, for us as a family, we've always done this as a family. And we've traveled together as a family. And, kids don't always understand, and they don't know, daddy, why don't you win the race? And why does this daddy win the race all the time? And so to finally, to get to victory lane and to do it at the biggest race, it's amazing. It's fun to experience that with them. And like I said, I can't wait to get home, show them the trophy and just hold them and just super thankful. I mean, like I said, it's overwhelming to think what it means to be a Daytona 500 champion.
Well, congratulations again. We're going to take questions for Michael. If you have a question, friendly reminder, just raise your hand within the Zoom platform or send us a note in the chat. And to kick us off, we're going to go to Greg Engel. Go ahead, Greg, with your question.
Please just go overrated, my friend, and I can tell how you don't speak yet. Congratulations. Can you hear me?
I can. Let me turn you up here a little bit. You're a little bit quiet.
I just wanted to know, obviously a popular win on all the everybody's sport and fans, no matter who's driving the for. Have you talked to either Brad or Joey after that last lap, about that last lap?
I haven't talked to Brad, but Joey came and saw me in Victory Lane, and honestly, he was just so happy for me. I mean, obviously, he wanted to win the race, but he just came up and congratulated me and just told me that I deserved it, man, that how amazing it was that I get to experience this, and he said it's the last lap of the Daytona 500. I don't expect you to lift, and I don't expect Brad to lift, and just soak it all in and don't worry about, what happened on the racetrack, because all of us would have done the same thing. So I haven't got the chance to speak to Brad, but, I'll definitely reach out. And, we worked so good together. Brad was, he was the guy that I was anchored to. Wherever he went, I was going. And we just had such a great run. And when he pulled down, I went with him. And it just didn't work out for all of us. And so, that happens at the, he's going into turn three here, coming to the checkered, but It definitely wasn't something that I was planning on, but, you know, I feel like I was very fortunate to make it through, because when Brad started spinning right and Joey started spinning left, there was just enough room for my car to squeeze through, and it was just, you know, it was like these parted and I was able to drive through the middle. So I feel very fortunate to escape it.
Well, thank you, young man. Congratulations. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Okay. Additional questions for Michael this morning? All right, we have another question. Bob, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, Michael, were your kids awake? Like, did they watch it? Or, like, how did they, you know, like, how they found out?
You know, I don't believe the kids were awake. I believe my wife woke them up after, you know, we had won. But, you know, obviously my wife was watching. You know, she's a nervous wreck during these super speedway races. And so, you know, she was definitely glued to the TV. And, you know, after they said over the radio that we were going to Victory Lane, you know, she woke the kids up. And, you know, I was able to FaceTime with them in Victory Lane for a few minutes. And, you know, I would have loved to have that moment with them. But, you know, like I said last night, it's, you know, I'm just thankful that we get to race. And I'm thankful that I have a healthy family and I can't wait to see them today.
And has there been any point in the last 4 or 5 hours where it has sunk in that you won this race?
No, I mean, I think that there's been parts of it, but it's super emotional. I don't know how it is for everybody else, but man, it's just, I'm just so grateful. I'm just so thankful that you're just kind of overwhelmed with that. And, you know, the thing that keeps going through my head is just, you know, just all the people. I mean, and it's not just in NASCAR, it's my entire career. Just so many people have, you know, given me an opportunity or helped me get here or sponsored me in a race and allowed me to do this, that, you know, you just think about all those people that
if we're here for the event, where, you know, where we're supposed to park.
Yeah. We don't have around the back.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead, Michael. You want to continue to answer that one?
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
I'm trying to get here for the event.
No, it's all good. Yeah, so it's humbling, and it just makes you thankful for so many people. And, you know, so my mind's been kind of racing about, man, you know, this guy did this for me, and this guy did this for me. And, you know, it's just so many people that I need to thank.
Okay, we're going to
thank you.
Our next question from Zach Dean. Go ahead, Zach.
Michael, what time did you go to bed last night? Because it wasn't that long before you were talking, like 5 hours ago. So you got to be running on a lot of coffee right now.
Yeah, no, I didn't go to sleep. You know, I probably had the opportunity around, you know, 5:30 to get an hour or so, but I don't do well with naps. And I just felt so tired that if I went to sleep, I just felt like I was going to be not feeling the greatest when I had to get up an hour later. So I got my loved water here, so I'm rehydrating, and I've had a Celsius, so I'll be good for a few more hours here. I mean, I'm sure tonight is going to be rough, but you know, it's hard to go to sleep when you have so much emotion running through you and so much excitement that you know, it's I'll get to sleep here later on.
Coming from someone who tried the nap route, I think you made the right call, because it is not fun.
Yeah, you know, it's never worked out good for me. It just makes me feel terrible. So, we'll grind it out here a little bit. And, yeah, it's just, like I said, being in the position I'm in, this sleep is not a big priority right now.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, Michael, we have a couple more media who are making their way into the room, but I do want to ask you, have you had a chance to talk to Trevor Bayne? I know that you guys are really good friends, and I was just curious if you had a chance to talk with Trevor yet, or to kind of share that Daytona 500 moment with him.
Yeah, I did. It was about 5 a.m., and he was just waking up, getting ready to go to his coffee shop, and so he said, man, I woke up and I had all these phone calls and text messages, and he was like, I can't believe it, you know. And yeah, so, you know, Trevor and I, we're close friends, and you know, we we just have that brotherly bond. And I said, man, can you believe it? Like, we're both Daytona 500 champions. How crazy is that? And so, yeah, it was really special. And, you know, just like I said, this sport has got so many highs and lows. And, you know, the lows can be low and the highs can be really high. And so being on both sides of them, it teaches you to appreciate, you know, each moment.
All right. I'm just going to ask, are there additional questions for Michael? Yeah. All right. We have another question. Jenna, go ahead with your question.
Hey, Michael. Now that you've had a few hours to first sink in, is winning the Daytona 500, is it worth it? Everything you've gone through to get to this, is it worth it now?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, even if I didn't, it'd still be worth it. I mean, I love this sport. I love being a NASCAR, and I love the challenge of it and how difficult it is. And so, you know, the sacrifice, it's worth it because this is what I've dreamed about doing. And to win, yes, for sure. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? We all show up on Sunday for one reason. We want to win the race. But even if you didn't, it's still worth it. I mean, this is such a great sport, and I'm so thankful to be one of 40. I mean, I think it's so easy to take that for granted, how many, you know, race car drivers there are in the world, and to be one of 40 that gets to start on Sundays, that's amazing. So it's definitely worth it.
There you have Michael McDowell in the press conference talking about his win in the Daytona 500. Didn't realize he was friends with Trevor Bain, who also won the Daytona 500. David Ragan, who was leading on a final restart, made a move too early. And Trevor Bain wound up getting the win. And both were driving Fords at the time, so interesting. I don't know if they realized that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Anyway, this week, the coming weekend, they're still in the Daytona area. Don't have to change things except maybe vehicles. They're running the road course, all three series. You can catch the Camping World Truck Series on Friday at 7:30 on Fox Sports 1. The Xfinity Series will be on Saturday at 5 p.m. And it seems like one's late in the evening, one's early in the evening, and the Cup Series on Sunday for the O'Reilly Auto Parts 253 at Daytona will be at 3 p.m. on regular Fox. Hopefully they don't get no rainouts. Kind of weird. So we'll see what happens. I'd like to make a prediction, but it's going to be kind of hard unless I go to the Clash stats, which I just had up earlier, and see what we've got there, because that'll give me an idea. So, who am I looking at? Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, Joe Logano. You know what? I'll go with Chase Elliott in the road course at Daytona race. Anyway, that's our show for today. We'll see you next week, Tuesday at noon, here on blogtalkradio.com/GarageTalkLive. I'm Vinny B. We'll see you. Have a good one. Good day. Good racing. Stay safe, because the weather is going to be bad for the rest of the week. Bye now.